Please rise as you're able for the reading of the Holy Gospel. And just a note about this reading, this is unusual to read this at church. Usually if it is read, it's during Holy Week. But again, we're doing a series based on the people that were interacting with Jesus on the way to the cross in Jerusalem. And this is a poignant moment we're going to capture here this morning, the arrest of Jesus. This comes from St. John, the 18th chapter. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the brook Kidron, where there was a garden. This is the Garden of Gethsemane, which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas, having procured a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, he came forward and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. So he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he, so if you seek me, let these men go." This was to fulfill the word that he had spoken, "Of those whom you gave me, I have lost not one." Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given to me?" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. We're going to sing together our sermon hymn, "There is a Redeemer."